right, at this time, yesterday on the broadcast, we went through a lot of funny names. You know, names that give you pause.
Unusual names.
Unusual names. Yeah, let's put it that way.
I don't know how funny they are.
And they're still pouring in. People are just emailing us left and right with people they know who have names that are unusual. Like, for example, we got sent a picture of a sign at a local golf course that was reserved for the senior men's champion at the course or something. His name was Dick Craven.
What?
Was it Craven or Craver? I think it was Craver.
Oh, yeah, right. It was Craver.
Dick Craver.
Mm-hmm. Why is Craig laughing?
Because I just didn't realize he was the senior club champion.
Why would that make you laugh?
I don't know. Weird things make me laugh.
All right. And so we got to talking what would be the weirdest realistic name that someone would have that's very uncomfortable. And I threw out the name because I used to have friends that had the last name of Cox.
Uh-huh.
C-O-X. It was a common last name.
Yeah.
I wonder if there was any woman named Gay who had that name. I threw it out there, and sure enough, we start getting flooded with emails from people who know that there is a lawyer in town. And so I would say it's pretty much an honor right now to welcome to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. It's maybe been the first time we've ever had on Gay Cox.
Well, hello. My name is Gay Cox. I am the collaborative family lawyer that you put on your website, GordonKeith.com, and gave me all this free publicity. Well,
how about that? That's good. And hey, you're reaching hundreds of thousands of people right now. Now, just to confirm again, what is your name?
My name is Gay Cox.
Now, is that your maiden name, or did you marry into that name?
No. My maiden name, believe it or not, was Gayle. G-A-Y-L-E. Gay Gayle.
Huh. Well, now that seems a little bit weird to me.
Oh, that is strange, but it got stranger when I married at 19, 36 years ago.
Wow. So, now, when you started dating this handsome young man who had the last name of Cox, did your friends kind of point it out to you, or were you aware that this may be a name that some people with a lower maturity level couldn't handle?
Well, let's say this. About that long ago, 36 years ago, it wasn't commonly thought of in those terms, and I was very naive. I really didn't consider the possibility that it would become an issue. Probably didn't think about it much until I was a young practicing lawyer, and I remember a family that changed their name from Gay to Gray, their surname. And I believe at that time I talked to Frank Jackson. He's a prominent criminal defense lawyer in town who formerly played for the Miami Dolphins and the Dallas Texans before it was the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me, do not ever change your name, Gay, because people won't forget it. He told me that he wished his name was, I'm not going to say the surname he suggested, but he said he wished his name was Harry.
Well, can you tell us, can you spell the surname?
You can guess. But anyway, he said that I would never have my name forgotten, and he's absolutely true. It's true. I mean, people, I was talking this morning in a Casilla group reunion of women and mentioned that I was going to be on this call. One of the women said she'd been sitting at a conference and out of state, and she said she was a mediator and or something, and they said, oh, I know a mediator from Texas. I'll never forget her name. Her name is Gay Cox. You know what? This humor is actually universal. I was doing a training of the collaborative law process in Uganda, and the government official who was going to hand me a certificate or award looked down at it and just froze in front of the audience and could not say my name. He was just, and the whole room cracked up because they knew exactly why he would not announce my name to pass me the certificate.
So you get a kick out of this.
Oh, I get a kick out of it, I tell you. Now, I knew that it was a little uncomfortable for my son, who is now a Stanford law student, when he was in middle school, because frankly, you know where the humor is.
Yeah. Torturous.
Humor.
Middle school is torture.
You know, Yeah, so he was going around saying, oh, my friends are teasing me about my mother's name. And, you know, I told him, make a joke of him. Tell him that you have a brother named Peter Dick and you have a sister named Virginia. And just let it be, because there will always be people who laugh about it. It's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
Now, when he got to college, he showed me a college humor site that had my website posted. So he realized it was just a big funny thing. I did have, this is not the worst thing, having my name put on the ticket. The worst thing was when, I guess it was after that humor site showed up, that they came and ripped my sign off the front of the law office building.
For a souvenir?
Oh, yeah, law offices of Gay Cox is hanging up in somebody's house someplace. And so what I did when that happened was we just changed it. Now the sign says Cox Waters, which is my law firm, and it doesn't say Gay Cox anymore. So now, I tell you, I'm so thrilled. All my collaborative lawyer friends are thrilled that you have put a link to my profile, because they're hoping some of your listeners will go and learn something about the collaborative family law process. I hope they do.
Sure. Well,
I don't even know what collaborative law is. What is that?
Well, that's great. I'm glad you asked. Collaborative law is a process that's non-adversarial, where the parties each hire their own attorney and they work things out to settlement. The attorneys are settlement experts. And these attorneys must withdraw if the parties are not able to reach an agreement. So in a divorce case, the parties would each hire an attorney, and sometimes they'll hire, and usually it's best if they will, a financial professional to help them with the financial issues that have to be decided. That's a neutral. And a mental health professional who will help them with the emotional and relationship sides of their case. And then the lawyer can focus on helping them understand and advocating for them, so that they know what the legal consequences of their decisions are.
So a more peaceful way of divorcing.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, we got a lot of people that could use that. And a lot of, I think, just through your winning personality, a lot of P1s have become fans of Gay Cox today. And
well,
they should contact you if they...
By going to your website.
Yeah, that's right.
Go to Gordo's.
That's right. On my website, you can see Gay Cox.
Or they can go to the collaborativealliance.com. The collaborativealliance.com will give them all the information they need to know about this process.
Now, okay. George, I know you're a fan of Gay Cox.
Well, who wouldn't be? She seems like a really sweet woman.
She does.
I'm probably old enough to be you guys' mother, but I love this, and thanks a lot for giving me this publicity.
I bet there are a lot of people listening who never thought they would enjoy Gay Cox.
The way they have today.
Yeah,
the way
they have. You've been wonderful.
You have been absolutely wonderful, and you have a charming personality, and we thank you for coming on, Miss Cox.
All right. Well, have a good day.
Okay,
you too. Bye-bye.
Very sweet woman.
You finally
woman,
did
she?
It.
What?
You finally had Gay Cox on the corner. And you've been wanting to do this now for quite some time. I'm glad you what's that, Fernando? Always had Gay Cox on before?
He's had, no doubt.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, I thought it was our first visit.
No, that is my first experience with Gay Cox.
I seriously doubt that.
Let's move on, shall we? Good night's sleep. Would you rather have a good night's sleep or great sex?
Good night's sleep.
For one night,
you're old.
Great sex. For the majority of my life, good night's sleep.